Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me today. And, you know, we're talking about what's been going on in the news since I returned back from Cuba. And, because, you know, you're very sheltered when you go over there. You don't get any news, no cell phones, that kind of thing. I did have internet briefly, off and on. But, you know, it's one of those places where you go and you have to unplug. Not by even choice, but by necessity. You have no choice but to get away from it all, which is good. That kind of makes you feel like you're a little bit more, you know, in a relaxed vacation type of mode. You hear what I'm saying? Now, how long will that last? I'm saying 6 months tops. You know, we're going to screw it up, chances are, because they're going to get all that stuff. And they're going to, you know, we actually had cable TV in the hotel in Havana, but it was kind of limited. Mostly Cuban channels and, well, you know, I don't know, CNN International kind of counts as Cuban, maybe even too, in some aspects. But that's all we had. So we had very little information in that regard. And the internet is not, you know, available all over the place. They're just now starting to get it. We had it at Maria LaGuardia. They had it at the resort for us there, but it's not actually, you know, it's actually kind of expensive. So it's not very attainable for all the Cuban, you know, Cuban folks that live there on the island. But they're getting exposed to it. And one of the cool things that I will say from having this people-to-people exchange and going there and talking to the folks is hearing their perspective of us. You know, and I've had the luxury to travel outside the country quite a bit over the years. And there are certain things, you know, that everyone thinks of Americans. Now, most of them, especially back in the day when Bush was in the White House, a lot of them thought we were all cowboys.
Okay, we are.
Yeah, kind of.
No problem there.
Yeah. But one guy I was talking to in Cuba, he says, you know, I have a lot of friends that have went over to Miami and have set up roots there. They come back every now and then. Pitbull being one of them, by the way. You know, Mr. Miami is from actually Cuba, evidently. I didn't even know that at the time, but evidently he's grew up near the area where we were for Maria LaGuardia. But anyway, so he's telling me his friends have went over there, but he goes, like, look, you know, look around you. I say, this is paradise. I have everything I could ever want right here in Cuba. Why would I ever want to go to the United States? Also, what happened is I go over there and pow, 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 pow. And I was like, okay. Now, this was before the Orlando news, by the way. Talk about timing. However, it was interesting that their perspective through their governmentally controlled media.
He showed you.
Yeah, well.
sounds like our media.
Yeah, maybe.
Same thing.
Maybe. But regardless.
All they show is the bad.
Exactly. And I was like, well, I don't know if you really have a fair representation of what it's like to be in the U.S. You're seeing a very, you know, slanted side. But that's what was his perception. You know, and it's interesting on the other side of what I went into Cuba thinking it would be. It was nothing like what I thought it would be.
What did you think it would be?
You know, I think most people going there would think they were a little bit more impoverished, maybe. And and I've told you guys this off the air, but the folks in Cuba, there's not really like homeless people on the street or anything like you would see in a city of like New York or, you know, L.A. or Boston or anywhere for that matter. There doesn't seem to be homeless people on the street. There might be a few people
here.
They're
on the beach.
No.
In prisons.
Yeah, I'm sure they're out there somewhere, but, you know, maybe it's outlawed. I don't know. I mean, there might be a, you know, kind of begging a little bit here and there. Very little I saw, maybe, but very, very subdued if it was. And you never felt threatened, especially in Havana or anywhere for that matter. But the thing was, even though there weren't like homeless people out on the street that you could see were pretty, you know, didn't have anything, everybody was kind of depressed. So the, you know, everybody.
It's all equal. It's all fair.
Yes, exactly. So they all had been brought down a notch or so, you know, as far
a
as.
A notch.
Yeah. It would be weird. You'd
six
walk
notches.
By these buildings that you're, you know, this building and you think, oh my gosh, this place is condemned. And then you'd look up and you see, oh my God, there's a guy in there. You know, he's living in there and it has like a, it has no window. It just has a big open space, you know, out to the street. And that was where, you know, they would live. And when you're walking down some of the streets, the smaller streets, every once in a while you hear, psh, you know, water splashing down on the street.
I have an answer.
Yeah.
Why would I want to go to America? Air conditioning.
Yeah. Well, true. Yeah. It was hotter than
and
hell.
And that wasn't water splashing down on the street, Greg.
No, it was water. It was really dirty bath water. I don't think they were throwing.
Yeah, keep other, telling yourself.
It could
that.
Be that. Yeah. But they did say.
You got doused
be
by
careful.
Dirty bath
no,
water.
No, they said you got to be careful because, you know,
you
they'd
left
be
that
like,
out of the story.
Yeah.
I didn't get doused by it. I just said I heard it and I saw it. And, yeah, our guy said, yeah, you got to be careful when you're walking down the streets because they just throw it out in the street every now
sounds
and then.
Sounds awesome.
I assume they give the folks down below a warning, but I'm not so sure. It might be, you know, by the time it reaches your ears, it's already reached the ground.
But
so.
That's like in England when if you hear someone yell, Gwardy Lou.
Gwardy Lou?
Look out.
Yeah? Why? What does that mean?
It's the same thing, only it's not bathwater.
Oh, boy.
It's from the bathroom.
Why would they do that?
A chamber pot.
Yes, it's how they empty their bathrooms.
Why wouldn't they flush it down the toilet? They have plumbing there, don't they?
I didn't get that part of the story.
Okay. Well.
Maybe it's really rural areas.
Maybe it's a tradition thing. Maybe this is an old English tradition.
If anyone's listening, they have back me up. Email Greg.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, so there you go. It just is.
Because a bathroom is a loo in
yeah,
England.
It's a baño in
Cuba.
In Cuba. Yeah.
Well, maybe they should say, look out the baño.
No, it'd be look out the bathroom. That wouldn't. I don't think that'd work. It'd be, look at the caca.
Duck!
Yeah.
Duck!
Yeah, could be. I don't know. But, you know, when I tell you that story, it wasn't as bad as what I thought it could be.
I think the moral of the story is pack an umbrella.
Okay, yeah, it could, wouldn't
a
be
big,
a bad.
A big, big golf umbrella.
Element. That way, it wouldn't hurt, I guess. And it could protect you from the sun. Let
and
alone
a toilet seat.
Other things. Yeah, and wear a toilet seat. Yeah, because those are 50-50. So things like that that we take for granted, they don't have. But it isn't like they're unhappy that they seemed like they were repressed to a point that, you know,
they
was
don't
just
know
sad.
How crappy they have it.
Well, I you know, I'd probably kind of fall into that category a little bit. But so on some that's why I say it's kind of contradictory what you know, what you go in there and see, you kind of think you're going to see more depressed stuff than you actually do. And you see that they're actually pretty happy folks and very proud. And that was very cool to see, you know, especially when I'm, you know, talking with these guys like Cuban Michael Jackson and these guys, you know, they just got the permission to travel from their local, you know, town or neighborhood from like 2 years ago. 2 years ago, they weren't allowed to leave their little 5 mile square of land or whatever, or neighborhood in Cuba. So, you know, things are changing rapidly down there for them, and they're pretty excited about it. So the fact that more Americans are coming to Cuba, they're very excited to see us, I think. And now is a very good time to try to experience what it has to offer, because it's going to change very quickly. You know, I mentioned that TV show House of Lies, right? That's on Showtime. Fast and Furious 8 was filmed there last month, or like the month and a half ago, right before we were
in
there.
Cuba?
In Cuba. So that's coming out here in a few months. Oh, of course.
That's what?
Yeah. They got regular highways and rest stops. It's the weirdest thing.
Can rest there?
You can. They got big old Chinese buses. I think Yutong is the brand of bus that you would travel around with. Plenty of space for your dive gear on these buses. They take you to the dive resort.
Cool.
And that kind of thing. So a lot of interesting, you know, they have some modern conveniences. And they're kind of, this is pretty nice. They kind of surprise you. And then you go in the bathroom like, oh, crap. No toilets.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I booked us on a trip and I go, we just got here. And she goes, but it was the only day I could get it, Bill, and it's going to be fun. The kids are going to love it. You're going to love it. And I go, what is it? And she goes, we're going on a shark feeding frenzy. Okay, wait. We're in a boat looking down in the water. No, that's the best part. We're in the water with the sharks. And I go, have you lost your mind?
Shark, shark, here comes a shark. Get you in the morning and after dark. You know his bite is worse than his bark. He's gonna get you, here comes a shark.
I think that's a song they used on The Shallows. Now, if they did, I'd actually probably recommend it. That's just good music. You know, I don't know if they could use that instead of the Jaws theme on Shark Week this year. Maybe that would be a neat new twist that could garner some listeners.
I like it.
You like it? What about you, Big Wave Dave? What do you think? He's out on location. And
sharks are cool.
Sharks are awesome. We love sharks. I don't know. Are you a fan of Shark Week, though?
Well, you know, it has its pluses and minuses. Hey, but guess what?
What?
The Beadab Pool, July 9th and 10th, will be at SharkCon in Tampa.
Uh-huh.
State Fair Park.
Oh, very good. Okay, so that's going to be in Tampa, July. Well, 2 weeks from today is what you're saying. Is that
correct.
Right?
Yep. At the State Fairgrounds, right
Shark
there.
Shark Con,
yep.
And that's going to be. Well, is it? No, it's the Dive Now pool, isn't it? Have we changed it?
Yeah, the go Dive Now. We're
right.
Having fun this weekend. We're actually at the Chester County Hot Air Balloon Fest, turning people all on to diving, doing some high dives off the balloon into the pool. You know, it's just a good time.
Oh, that is awesome. I know you're joking, but you really should do that. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
Do a giant stride off a balloon, a hot air balloon, into the Go Dive Now pool.
I think I would bottom out in this pool.
I'll tell you what, that'd make like America's Got Talent or something. That'd be a great stunt. I think for Big Wave Dave, this could be a new career. No?
Cannonball.
That's right. That's right.
So they don't call me Big Wave for nothing.
That's it. Indeed so. Now, what about sharks, though, in general? When you're doing the pool, like an event like this, where you're exposing diving to, you know, folks that may not have that much experience with it, do you get a lot of questions about sharks, especially at this time of year when Shark Week is, you know, all over the news and stuff? What do you think there, Dave?
Some people ask, as I tell them, I've done a lot of different shark dives, you know, down the Cayman Islands, you can near sharks all the time, they see some hammerheads, you know. Sharks are your friends, you know. I'm not trying to necessarily feed them unless I got a protection suit or I know a little bit more, been trained to do that, but, hey, diving with them is awesome.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it is quite an eye-opener when someone comes up to you and they say, hey, have you ever dove with a shark and stuff? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've done that all the time. And they're like, oh my God, you're superhuman. I'm like, well, yeah, that's besides the point. But, you know, so you can use it to your advantage to impress your non-diving friends. But, you know, once you do it, you realize, well, it isn't that big of a deal. It's a hell of a lot of fun, but you realize very quickly they're not out to eat you. So you don't have to field those type of questions too often, I guess. Or do you? Because you talk to a lot of news media, too, when you're in, you know, at these events. The local news folks come out and do this stuff with you. They're asking you about sharks, I'm guessing. Am I right?
Yeah, every now and again, if there's something going on, they'll ask about them. You know, as we say, sharks are not your enemy. You know, you have more chance of being hit by a car crossing the street. So.
Yeah.
Just enjoy watching them when you're diving.
All right. Well, how many people you got out there at Balloon Fest this weekend, you figure? Is it a huge event?
It's been a crazy day. We got four dive retail members out here. We got Mid-Atlantic Scuba Blue Horizons, Underwater World.
Very nice.
And Neptune Divers all turning people on to diving. And these people went all from all over. In fact, our first people in the pool were from Florida.
Excellent.
But we've had a lot of locals in the pool, and people are just loving it. They can't believe it. They think it's the coolest way to turn people onto a new sport.
Well, so true. Now, so 2 weeks from today, or from this weekend, you're going to be at Shark Con in Tampa. So I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah.
I know they've had this before. They did it last year, but you're going to have the Go Dive Now pool there in the Tampa Aquarium or at the Convention Center across from the aquarium or what?
No, it's actually at the State Fairgrounds.
Oh, okay.
But the event is sponsored by the aquarium.
Yeah.
And this is the third year of the event. We're going to be out there working with some of the local retailers, just turning people on to diving and having a great time.
Very nice. Now, do you know what's going on at that? I haven't heard much about it yet. I mean, I know it's the aquarium is awesome.
A lot of guest speakers. In fact, Wyland's supposed to be there, or maybe some representatives.
Yeah.
They just have a lot of stuff going on, talking about sharks.
Well, you're going to be in Florida, so does that mean you're going to hang around Florida for a while, or do you got to head somewhere else right after that?
I wish I could. The next weekend, I'm up at Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium doing their Shark Week up there.
So okay.
The next about month will be a lot of aquariums doing stuff with sharks.
Well, okay. I was hoping maybe you're going to hang out and, you know, hang over for Bug Fest or something for lobster mini season, like the last Wednesday, Thursday.
You know, summertime for me is time to dive.
Yeah, understood. And he has to, you know, share the love across the country. And he's everywhere all over, you know. So it's godivenow.com. You can go there and learn where Dave's going to be. And by the way, have you seen any of the movies lately? I was talking about Finding Dory. I've been talking about The Shallows on top of Shark Week. Have you seen any of those, or you have time for that nonsense there, Dave?
Yeah, not here. I've just been really busy, hoping to catch up with a couple of them maybe in about a month. Because right now it's basically out for a couple of weeks, home for 3 days, and back out.
Well, wait for the shallows. That'll be a waste of time. But finding Dory would be fun. You can use that to your advantage with all the kids that are jumping in the bowl.
I've got to find some little kid to go with, right?
Yeah, well, that would look a little creepy. Don't do that. But,
I'll take my grandson to it.
There you go. That sounds better. All right, cool, Dave. Well, enjoy yourself, my friend. Say hello to the balloonists, all those hot air aficionados. We'd fit in quite well with that crew, I have a feeling, but that's just maybe me. But enjoy yourself. We'll talk to you again real soon, okay, buddy?
Okay, we'll talk to you from Florida, Tampa, SharkCon.
That's right. SharkCon is next, 2 weeks from today. You can always follow up where Dave's going to be. Big wave, Dave, at godivenow.com. What do you think, CJ?
Fantastic.
That's hilarious. Yeah, so, you know, it is cool what he does, though. You know, and that's why it kind of goes back to what I was saying before about being familiar with these movies and Shark Week and stuff, because I know for a fact he kind of played it down, but I know he gets a ton of dumb questions.
He's a very brave man, too.
Why do you say that?
Well, I would want to dive with Shaka Khan.
Okay, I'm lost. What happened?
Oh, it's Shark Con.
Oh.
You missed her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shark Con.
I have a perforated ear. Sorry.
Oh boy.
You need to turn up his headphones a little.
Yeah, I think so. I think that would help. Or actually, I think, you know what?
He ain't heard so good.
Let me just turn his microphone off. How about that?
There you go.
That's another alternative.
That son of a bitch.
Brother. Actually, that'd be kind of fun to dive with Shaka Khan. I mean, yeah, that'd be kind of fun, you know.
Just to say you did.
Shaka Khan. Want to go diving? Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan. No?
Yeah. All right.
Sorry. We'll come back with more nonsense next. You've been warned.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Going to tell you how you can drink for a good cause here this coming Tuesday here in just a bit. But first, we got to talk about some other cool stuff. And I referred to it with Big Wave Dave there on the Go Dive Now pool. And that's lobster season is just a few weeks away. We have Steve Delavera on from Bugfest right now to talk about that huge event, which will celebrate the Florida spiny lobster mini season that us divers to get to take advantage of. And he is on Scuba Radio right now. Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Greg. How are you?
I am swell. So what's the story, man? What's the latest on Bugfest? How is it evolving?
We're gearing up for another great event. We've got we have a great prize to give away in the raffle this year. We're giving away a four-day, four-night, all the diving you can get in, hotel included.
Wow.
A dive trip with UNEXO in Grand Bahama.
Awesome. Talk about shark diving.
Our big sponsor this
year. Well, there you go. Yeah. There you go. So, yeah, they got some great shark dives there and dolphin encounters, all kinds
dolphin
of cool stuff.
Dolphin dive too, yeah.
Yeah. So, once again, that is the Wednesday and Thursday, last Wednesday and Thursday of July.
Mini season.
Bugfestbythesea.com. That has all the information as far as hotels and all that kind of stuff and how you can participate in the contest.
Yeah, we get some great hotel deals, too. If you book two nights, you get the third night free.
Oh, there you go. And you want three nights.
Nice. Yeah.
Come in there Tuesday and do Tuesday and then dive all day Wednesday and Thursday. And hang out or hang out through the weekend. Great place. You can do some shore diving there, Lauderdale by the Sea. And, of course, the big lobster cook-off Thursday night. I can't wait. We're going to have a blast. Steve, I know you guys are excited.
One other thing too, if a diver comes to Lauderdale by the Sea, signs up for Bugfest and stays in a hotel in town, not only will we waive the registration fee, $20, but he can get a free dive on the SS Copenhagen on Friday morning.
Nice. So there you go.
Courtesy of Visit Florida.
Excellent.
So free dive.
Free two-tank dive with lobster mini sieves in and some accommodations there at Lauderdale by the Sea. Best shore diving in Florida, by the way. And once again, it's bugfestbythesea.com. Steve, look forward to seeing you in a few weeks, my friend. Thanks again.
Greg, you too. Thanks very much.
There you go. All right, coming up, the Dive God's going to give us the lowdown on some edible six-pack rings.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's a symbiotic relationship. I'm a mighty great white shark lemon, and you are a remora clinging to me with your suction cup head. I give you a free ride, and in exchange, you, eat my parasites.
Baby, there's a shark in the water.
First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. But now we have the Dive God on via the phone, and he has some big news that we're going to share with the world right now. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Man, I am jamming. I'm rocking. I'm putting this thing together for us for Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah, let's talk about this. I've kind of alluded to it throughout the show, but I haven't really given any details. So let's kind of work through this. First off, if you haven't seen this online already, there is a brewery down in Delray Beach, Florida, which is just like north of Lauderdale by the Sea, I believe. Am I right? Right there, Delray?
Yeah, like a little further north than that. It's about maybe 25 miles from downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, so it's between West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale, just for those folks not familiar with the area. So South Florida, and this brewery out of nowhere comes up with this idea to create edible and biodegradable six-pack rings. You know, those six-pack plastic rings that if you watch the movie Finding Dory, she gets wrapped up in one of these dumb things during the movie. That was one of the environmental elements they kind of threw into the movie that was kind of subtle because they didn't really address it specifically. But you see her swimming around and she gets caught up in one of those things. And I'm like, wow, talk about timing. And these guys have created those things that hold the six packs together out of an edible substance that is made with the residue or leftover byproducts of brewing beer, Saltwater Brewery down there in Delray Beach. So they're just a small individual brewery down there in South Florida, and the owner evidently came up with this idea, and it's like being received extremely well around the world and online. But the dive industry has decided to come together to kind of pull our, marketing or word of mouth resources to converge on this place Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And we're going to do a show. We're bringing out all the stops, bringing everybody from the dive industry that can show up and just create a little buzz for this company, because the more people that pick up on this idea, the more potential it has to totally, change the world when it comes to this plastic being dumped in our waterways and oceans around the world. Am I right, Neil?
Yeah, absolutely. Peter Hughes is apparently friends with one of the owners, and Peter got a hold of me, and he is just stoked about this product, as we all are. He said, Neil, we got to get the heavyweights together and really make this thing known to the world. And so I said, let's do it. And, of course, I got a hold of you. You agreed to come and tape a two-hour show. Peter Hughes, Captain Slate, Lad Akins from Reef, Jeff DeRode, South Florida Diving Headquarters, Bill Cole, Stuart Cove's going to try to come over from the Bahamas.
Excellent.
We've got Professor Mahmood. I mean, some really heavy hitters are going to be there, and everybody's excited. And what better place to promote something than a brewery, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, does it get any better than that?
Give divers an excuse to drink for a good cause, and man, that's a win-win-win. Big time. So, it's going to be fun. And you just listed off some of the people that are planning on attending. And I got to tell you, this is a who's who of the dive industry. Not very often outside of DEMA can you get a crowd like that together And it's just going to be in such a great forum because we're going to be all hanging out at a bar having a cocktail or two and, you know, sharing some fish tales with friends. So if any of those names sound familiar to you or you've looked up to them as a diver, you know, myself included, what an opportunity this is going to be for anyone that can join us this Tuesday. It really has come together really last minute, too. So, you know, we put it out there on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. Share it with all your friends because literally it is this coming Tuesday, June 28th, 5 p.m. till whenever. But we are going to record a full two-hour show that will air on July 9th. We're going to record in advance a little bit because I have a feeling, being that we're at a bar, Neil, and there's going to be a little drinking going on, I'm going to have to do a bit of editing. So I need an extra week of pad to prepare that show accordingly.
I'm going to do my part. I figure if I drink a six-pack a day,
yeah,
between when I start and the time my liver gives out, just how many marine mammals I can save and fish,
hey.
And so I'm committed, man. I'm committed.
That's right. That six-pack is a turtle. I just saved a turtle.
That's it. Yeah. I saved a turtle. A turtle a day.
That's right. Yeah, it is pretty cool stuff, though. And you know, supposedly, you know, the stuff is made from leftover, you know, stuff from the beer
that
brewing
grain
process.
Grain and barley and
hops and things.
But, I mean, the brewery looks really, really cool, too. I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, it's a regular bar, but it's got a big brewery. And I've talked to a bunch of people that are really fans of the beer that they produce. So it's a win-win, man. Edible six-pack rings, great beer, some the who's who of the diving industry and publishing as well. Steve Waters from Sun Sentinel is going to be there.
Excellent.
Sue Cocking,
yeah.
You know, Guy Harvey Outpost. I mean, she'll be there to do a blog. I mean, people are just going crazy over this thing, so it's going to be a ball.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward.
Yeah,
to it.
And the stuff ideally it'll branch out and not only, you know, deal with beer companies, fellow beer companies like themselves, and you know, Anheuser-Busch, God knows who could get wind of this, but you know, Coke and Pepsi, this could show up everywhere. But I just don't know.
Absolutely.
If when they say they're edible, do they mean they're edible to marine life, or like people can eat these things too? Like it's an extra snack with you go with your beer. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Well,
right?
I mean, it's like dog biscuits. I mean, yes. They're edible for humans, but
yeah.
But I'm not sure that how many you want to eat. But
well, it
but
depends on how much beer you drink.
I'm sure they go good with enough beer.
Yeah.
You know? But one of the big goals is, I mean, this is one tiny little local microbrewery that is taking on this. And the problem is, apparently, for a tiny scale like this, it's very expensive for them to produce.
Right.
Whereas, if they can get a major manufacturer, Budweiser, Miller's, or whatever, on board to do this, or a big factory to produce this stuff, it would get the cost down, and the animals that you can save is just mind blowing. You know
yeah.
What an amazing concept. It
well,
really
and,
is.
And that's why we want to put our marketing muscle from the dive industry behind it. That's why this effort is being undertaken to draw some attention. So if you know anybody in those industries, and if they have any connection to diving, all the better. Have them come out Tuesday, and we'll kind of make those connections for these guys and see if we can help change the world. Because that would be awesome to get rid of those. It really would be an amazing thing. It'd be kind of cool if they were edible for humans, too. I don't know. We'll find all about that when we do the show down there Tuesday. And I mean, if nothing else, I can use them as like mermaid treats and just say that they're edible. I don't know, because we plan on having some mermaids. Or if that doesn't work, we're bringing mermaid tails, and we might get some famous dive industry celebs in a mermaid tail for fun and frolic. Because when you combine mermaid tails and booze or beer, magic can happen. You hear what I'm saying? And definitely,
well, nightmares, baby.
Exactly. I was going to say stuff that you could blackmail friends with for years, but
our industry would be tough to blackmail anybody.
Well,
you know,
true.
If I don't hear a rumor about myself, I start one.
Yeah. Well, once again, this place is called Saltwater Brewery. It'll be this Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern time, till whenever. We don't know when this will end, I guess. Is that right, Neil? Is it anybody's guess?
It's till.
Yeah, it's till.
It's till.
Yeah. So if you can show up anytime.
It's till Uber quits running.
Good point. Yes. And it's right off of 95 in Delray Beach, Florida. So it's real easy to get to.
Actually,
a big place, too.
Yeah, 1701 West Atlantic Avenue in Delray.
Okay. Yeah, saltwaterbrewery.com. And once again, we've made a little post to the effect of what this thing's all about up on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. It's right there at scubaradio.com as well. So get the info, share it with your friends, join us. It'll be a blast. You get to hang with the dive god. That right there is worth the price of admission. And by the way, I believe it's free anyway. So bonus, right, Neil?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And the last time I turned down a drink, I didn't understand the question.
Well,
so,
there you go. So
I'm open for cocktails.
Nice. Well, it's going to be a good time. You'll hear all about it on July 9th when we broadcast or play it.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Join divers around the globe for the second annual PADI Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 16th. Women, share a dive with your sisters and scuba friends. Men, introduce your female friends and family to the sport you love. Visit PADI.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's PADI.com/women-dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The sky is looking cloudy. You can hardly see the sun. I'll stand my ground, but you wusses better run.
Ain't afraid of Sharknado.
My two-blade chainsaw on my left hand, a dagger in the right. Fins are falling from the sky, and that's a crazy sight.
Ain't afraid of Sharknado.
Some of these huge bastards are bigger than most cars. But I'll take my bumps and bruises, because chicks dig the scars.
Ain't afraid of Sharknado.
Maybe they'll swallow me whole. Oh, wouldn't that be some fun? But that was a piece of cake. Did you see Sharknado?
Ain't afraid of Sharknado.
What? Whoa! Oh, you want a piece of me? Come on, bring it! Bring it! Uh-oh! Oh! Oh, shit! Come on! Who's your daddy now?
That would be me, I think. Since I was in Sharknado 3... And that was like, that's more of a flashback to Sharknado 1. That was a song that we produced to submit to the folks, the producers of Sharknado, that they totally ignored.
You could be the next Ray Parker Jr.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, if you say so.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I've
for the uninitiated.
That. I've heard that. I've heard that. Anyway, yeah, Sharknado 4, the release date is July 30th. So we'll get through Shark Week and The Shallows and find out how that does this weekend and all that nonsense. And then the next wave of Sharkmania will happen.
Where will this end? Do you think they'll do a 5, 6?
Oh, yeah. They'll keep going and going and going. And here's the thing. Here's the update on Sharknado. Evidently, this time it takes place in Vegas. So it's going to wipe out Vegas.
Of course.
And Tara Reid, you know, she plays April. Does she live or die? That's what they're going to answer in Sharknado 4. Now, see, I love Sharknado, really, because I was in Sharknado 3. No, the truth is, I think it's so ridiculous and so over the top. It doesn't have any of the negative connotations of Jaws or The Shallows or Shark Week. So I love the over-the-topness of it, that no one in their right mind would ever think any of this stuff was legitimate or whatsoever. And it's just good, clean fun. It's just a big hose.
You were in Sharknado 3.
Yeah.
One of the original trilogy.
True.
Before they jumped the shark.
Well, maybe. Because I think they...
That'd be a good tagline for one of the next movies. This time, we really jumped the shark.
And then they jump it? Maybe. But just remember, I was not killed off.
They need to get Henry Winkler and a motorcycle.
True.
And do this.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the callback. I just haven't got a callback yet, you know. So Sharknado 4, that would have been too soon, you know.
But you've been practicing your sweating.
I have been. I played a sweaty Florida tourist in Sharknado 3. Got more screen time than Jerry Springer. Not that, you know, he's jealous or anything.
No close-ups, but yeah.
No, there's close-ups.
What about dialogue?
No dialogue. I mean,
You said a lot of stuff.
I said stuff in the background. I was.
Were you walking around going murmur, murmur,
yeah, murmur, murmur, yeah, yeah. If you see me, I'm in the queue of the line of the disaster ride, and behind that, behind the main actors, I have to act like I'm having a dialogue with the person in the line next to me, and you know. Yeah,
no, actually, I remember watching that, and every time you popped up, it's just hilarious.
Yeah, it's
just
very
so funny. It's like, there's Greg!
Drink!
So funny.
Yeah, they
that
did
is a good drinking game.
It
shot
is.
Every time you see Greg.
Oh, you'd be drunk by the end of that movie. Because, yeah, I did. I popped up several
times. Which is probably a good thing.
And every time I backside shows, which is about half the time, I think that's a straight liquor. I think it's tequila. I think that was what the rules of the game read.
Yeah, no.
No, I think
no
so.
Tequila for
I believe
guy.
It was.
Couldn't do tequila.
I think that's what I saw. Anyway, there you go. Sharknado 4, make your plans accordingly, or try to avoid the TV around July 30th when it debuts. But it could be fun. You never know. And we'll see. But this Tuesday, once again, if you're anywhere near Delray Beach, Florida, South Florida, right there between West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale, please come out to the Saltwater Brewery starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and join the dive industry. And yours truly, I'll be there doing a show. We're going to record a show that will air July 9th. We'll be live next week on the 2nd, but we'll record a show that night and get the lowdown on these edible six-pack rings. These plastic six-pack rings of death
but
have been a problem for marine life for many, 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 many
so
years.
So these edible six-pack rings.
Yeah.
What are they made out of? Because you said you can...
supposedly,
for humans to eat, right? We eat them.
Well, no. Well, it's really for the marine life. It'll biodegrade.
Oh, we don't eat them.
Well, I don't know.
So that'd
I mean,
be good
I don't
if
know
we ate them, then they wouldn't even make their way into the ocean to begin with.
Well, that's why I asked Neil.
They
I
should make
I don't
them
know.
Out of nachos.
That would be nice. Chips, you know, something. I mean, these guys are onto something. I mean, right now, I think it's just biodegrades and like turtles and things can eat them.
All right,
it turns into fish food and stuff like that, you know. But and it does kind of have that kind of dog biscuit look to it.
What about fried clams?
Fried clams,
they're strong,
strong,
they're stretchy,
kind of an aphrodisiac,
and they're edible.
You get six clams,
six big old clam rings. Yeah. Or onion rings.
Onion rings? I think you're going to be too gooey.
And not if you fry them up crispy.
Well, then you got that whole, you know.
What else? What
greasy
else?
Heart attack
Let's
issue.
Let's put our brains together and come up with something.
I just think.
Calamari.
I think you could eat them, but I don't know if they're for human consumption
or
not.
I'm just saying for delicious things you could eat.
The supposedly.
Bagels.
I don't
donuts.
Know.
Licorice.
Donuts and beer.
They may have a flavor. You know, I don't know if these rings have a flavor to them. Well, that's what we'll find out. We'll get the dive industry folks drunk enough where they'll start sampling these things. They're probably not for human consumption. I mean, I think it's more like doggy treats. Have you?
Yeah, once.
Well, you should be there Tuesday night.
It's like a graham cracker.
All right. Well, you'll hear all about it. Some next week, but for sure on the 9th. All right, so make plans accordingly and join us if you can this Tuesday, 5 p.m. Saltwater Brewery in Delray Beach. That'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. We're going
down where it is wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.